Granted, Emma, I believe the ring.
I don't get glum, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, Jotham Down Store. This is Lum and Abner. See what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Lum and Abner have postponed the opening of their museum while they try to solve the mystery of the roving stuffed owl. For the third time now, someone has apparently entered the store at night and moved the owl from its regular place in the museum exhibits. As we look in on the little community today, we find Anna in the Jotham Down store relating the facts of the mystery to Grandpappy Spears.
You mean somebody comes in here at night and moves the owl around?
Yes, sir, they sure do, Grandpap. It's happened three nights hand-running now. The first two mornings, why, we found it sitting on the pickle barrel. And then this morning, it was standing right over there on them cracker boxes.
For the loamy sakes. Now, who'd do a pigeon-toed thing like that?
Well, that's just what me and Mom are aiming to find out tonight.
Tonight?
Yes, sir. We're going to get some clubs, a baseball bat, and some firearms, and hide in the store here, and then I know as we'll catch that varmint. Varmints, I reckon it is. Lum thinks it might be a whole gang of them.
Whole gang?
Yes, sir.
Oh, shanty friends.
Well, that might be.
Fiddle, paddle, and fish posh. Wouldn't take no gang of fellas to move one little old owl clean around the store here.
Well, that ain't no one little old owl, old grandpap. That thing is stuffed full of diamonds and rubies.
Oh, such huskin' chuckins.
Well, now, Lum claims that's what's in there.
Well, if the knock-kneed birds are crammed full of flat-footed rubies, why don't you rip the pigeon-toed thing open and get the spavin-legged things out of there?
Well, Lum says that that owl is wired up some way so that it'll explode if you ain't careful how you open it.
Explode?
Why, sure.
What do you mean, explode?
Well, he just says the thing'll blow up, and he says that's why that gang of varmints keeps coming back here, is to try to figure out the right way to open up that owl without getting blown up.
Sounds like a lot of cornmeal mush to me.
Well, it's the truth.
Yes, sir. I recollect one time a fellow I know, name was Arlo Wormley.
Ben, I don't want to hear about Arlo Wormley right now. I'm too busy trying to study up some kind of a trap to set for whoever it is that's breaking in here.
Arlo Wormley was never much of a man for owls, but this man time...
Why don't you come over here with us tonight? We're going to need all the hands we can get for no telling what we're going to run into.
No, I don't believe I can make it, Abner. Now, Orlo,
why don't you come on with us, Grandpa? It might be exciting. You don't know.
No, I gotta get a good night's rest, Abner. Gotta be on my toes for tomorrow. Big day ahead of me.
Now, what have you got to do? It's so all far the importance tomorrow.
I gotta be on my toes.
You said that, but why?
Gotta be on the alert. Cool and steady eye, ready to meet all emergencies.
For the lands. Now, what is it that's coming off tomorrow?
Well, you know, Abner, I deliver all telegrams that comes into Dick Hutterson's place down there.
Yeah, I know that, Grandpa.
And you never can tell. A telegram might come in tomorrow, so I gotta be on my toes.
Is that all that's troubling you? Why, law me, there ain't but two or three telegrams comes in down there during a whole year.
Why, one come in just last January, and I weren't there to deliver. Never felt so cut up about anything in my whole life. I just got to make good on my next one.
My doggy's grandpap, I think you're just scared to come with us tonight.
Scared?
Yes, sir, that's the whole thing right there. You just ain't nerve enough to come over here in the dark and stay with us tonight.
Ain't but nerve enough?
No, sir, you ain't got nerve enough to do it. You're just trying to get out.
Don't tell me I ain't got nerve enough to do nothing.
No.
You little chopped down, sliced off critter, I got more nerve than a riled up hungry wildcat with red pepper sprinkled on his snoot.
All right, if you're so brave, why don't you come with us tonight?
Of course, I think you're going on a wild goose chase, all right? There ain't nobody coming in here at night.
All right, then just tell me this. Who is it that's moving that owl around? A ghost?
No, it's getting over there by itself, natural.
Pat, that is a stuffed owl. It's filled up on us.
How do you know it is?
Well, I just,
Have you saw the sawdust with your own eyes? That's what I want to know.
Well, I know we ain't actually saw it, but... Well, we're just afraid to look inside of him, because we're afraid we'll get blowed up.
All right, then, and you don't actually know he's a stuffed owl, do you?
Well, no, but he ain't alive, I know that much.
Well, honey, that's what I'm driving at.
Well, I don't know, he just don't act alive, or he don't walk around or anything and ever get
Don't give a hoot about nothing.
No, well, he ain't hooted since he's been there.
Well, owls never do none of them things in the daytime. They do all their flying.
Dogies, wait a minute. That's right, ain't it?
Well, sure, them things are as blind as a bat during the day.
Huh.
Can't see nothing.
No.
They just find a place to perch when daylight comes, and you look at them, you swear they're sure enough dead.
Yes, sir, that's right, Grandpap. That sure is right. I recollect one time Mousy Gray showed me an owl sitting in a tree one afternoon. It was one of them pet owls that Mousy's always hooting at.
Well, let me tell you about Arlo Wormley.
I don't want to hear about Arlo Wormley.
Interesting.
Well, I don't care. I don't want to hear about it. I'm talking about Mousy Gray's owl.
Oh, well, tell me about Mousy's owl.
Well, I just said it sat there during the daytime, never moved, never done nothing. I thought sure as a world it was dead.
Oh, they'll fool you. Them things are just a bat in the daytime. Blind as a bull-legged bat.
Yeah, but then, see, I poked the owl with a stick, and he was alive.
He was?
Yes, sir. He turned his head so far around, I figured there he'd unscrewed it clean off. Sure.
Blind as a bat. I recollect one time Orlo Wormley had trouble with his eyes.
Oh, I still don't believe this owl of Orlo could be alive, Grandpap. He just couldn't be.
Well, he must be. It's during the nighttime when he does all this moving around, eh?
Well, yeah, but
you say if he always heads for the pickle barrel or the cracker box is one.
Well, yeah, that's
the way. Sure, he gets plain hungry.
Hungry?
And you don't get hungry less than you're alive. I can tell you that right here now.
Doggies, I wonder. Oh, no, that couldn't be. That just couldn't be, Grandpa.
What couldn't be?
Well, he ain't alive. I know that, Grandpa.
Yeah, suit yourself about it. I ain't going to stand here and argue with you all day. I got to get on down to the barbershop anyway. The new police gazette comes in today.
Well, now, wait just a minute now, Grandpa. Come back here now. I want to discuss this with you some more. Let's talk about
it. You ain't got time now, Abner. If I don't get down there before Charlie Redfield does, I never will get my hands on that gazette.
Well, wait a minute now, Grandpa.
I'll see you later, Abner. So long.
So long.
Yeah, howdy, Lum.
Hello, Grandpa. Where are you going?
Oh, I've got to go over to the barbershop, Lum. I'll see you later.
Oh, well,
all right, Grandpa.
Yes, couldn't be. Ain't no use to argue.
Abner.
Huh?
What was Grandpappy Spears doing in here?
Why, he just come in the store here like he always does.
Uh-huh. I know, but he was looking over the exhibits, wasn't he?
Oh, yeah, he looked at all them cards we had. Seemed to enjoy that something wonderful. He sure did.
I told you not to let nobody in the museum unless they paid you 15 cents worth of money.
Oh, 15 cents, huh?
That's what he's going to charge.
I don't believe he paid me.
You don't believe it, yet.
No, I tell you, Lum, that might be my fault, though, because, see, Grandpap was walking by the store there, and I was standing there in the door sort of sunning myself when he walked up on the front gallery there. I asked him to come in the store myself.
Abner, if you're going to start letting all your friends in free for nothing, we never will get no money in the cash drawer.
Well, Lum, I never exactly asked him in free here to the museum. See, what I want him to do, I asked him to come in and sort of talk over this owl business with me.
Owl business?
Yeah, I mean, I thought maybe he could help us figure out how that owl had been getting over there on the cracker boxes and on that pickle barrel.
I told you how that was done. Somebody's been breaking in here tonight and moving him over there.
Well, that's what I thought, too, but I couldn't just exactly figure out who it might be, and so I wanted to get Grandpa's opinions on it. And you don't think...
I don't care what he thinks.
Well,
why don't you ask me them things? Instead of asking somebody like Grandpappy Spears. He don't know nothing.
Well, he appears to know something about owls, old Lum. You know, he says that he believes that owl is alive.
Believes it is alive?
That's what he says, because he says the only time that owl moves is at night, and that's all.
Well, sure, he moves at night, but somebody moves him.
Somebody moves him, huh?
Well, of course they do. Well, how do you think he could get from his place where we put him the other night over there on the pickle barrel every night?
Well, that's what I figured too, Lum, but then I got to thinking maybe Grandpap might be right about it, because the owl does just move at night, and that's when owls move around.
Abner, don't you know Grandpap's getting old and ain't as smart as he used to be?
Well,
he's sort of losing his reasoning.
Yeah,
getting childish.
He get here, there ain't no doubt about that. You think the owl couldn't be alive, huh?
Abner, if you're going to listen to everybody comes in the museum here and let them talk you out of what we got on exhibit here, we never will make no money.
Well, I'm sorry for Lum. I was just trying to help figure this thing out some way. But I reckon it must be a gang of fellas after them diamonds. That's what it must be.
Of course it is. That's what I keep telling you.
They come in here at night, too. They sort of move around at night like owl does, don't they?
Well, sure. But anybody can tell by looking at that owl sitting there that it's been put there by somebody.
Yeah.
You know, a stuffed owl couldn't move itself.
Yeah, if I was sure that it was stuffed, well, I'd figure that.
You're sure of it?
Yeah.
Well, of course you're sure of it. All you got to do is try it out and see.
Yeah, well, I reckon it'd have to be stuff.
Well, come over here, Miss. I'll prove it to you. Get you straight on this once and for all.
Yeah, well, I believe you. I know what's stuff there. Yeah.
Boo.
Boo. Boo.
Well, for goodness sake. Threw right out that hole in the window.
Sure as he were, that's what he done.
That's the first stuffed owl I ever seen in my life that could fly.
Stuffed owl?
Why,
did he fly off with all them diamonds and rubies, huh?
One, do goodness. You's the one that scared him.